Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a leading university professor has rubbished calls for the banning of toy guns or digital games that promote weapons. Government voices its commitment to providing affordable housing for Barbadians with plans in the works for a set of new housing projects. Shipping and cargo clearance delays affecting businesses and impacting sales a week before Christmas. And a veteran journalist and senior court reporter stabbed to death in Jamaica. We'll hear from the president of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union on this senseless killing. This is The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. A leading university professor has rubbished calls for the banning of toy guns or digital games that promote weapons. Professor Corin Bailey, director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, was responding to the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados C2SAB's call yesterday for the importation and sales of toy guns to be banned, referencing other countries such as Jamaica, where the ban currently exists. Professor Bailey says there is no statistical evidence to show a correlation with toy guns having an effect on crime in a country.
There will not be a tangible effect to that because there are a number of risk factors for involvement in gangs and violent activity, none of which have anything to do with whether or not you were exposed to toy guns as children. It is your exposure to actual violence that is one of the major risk factors. Seeing community violence, seeing it in your home, economic pull factors, social pull factors, whether or not you associate with delinquent pairs, and whether or not you had a family member who was either imprisoned or involved in gang activity. All of those are, we know through research, to be risk factors for involvement in gang activity. Whether or not you played with toy guns as children doesn't factor.
Director of the Center for Criminal Justice and Security at the University of the West Indies, Professor Corin Bailey. Meantime, Director of the Criminal Research and Planning Unit, Cheryl Willoughby, is supporting the call for a ban on the importation of toy guns. Speaking with Starcom Network News, Ms. Willoughby stated her office is willing to work alongside any group seeking to reduce the incidence of crime.
My department supports any activity, request, call, anything like that for any initiatives really that seek to put a dent on the incidence of crime that we are having in Barbados. We are proactive in our research in that we seek to empower our stakeholders, our partners, with information that would enable them to plan strategies aimed at preventing violence and crime in general.
She believes the call is a timely one.
And this is the season where we will have persons who will want to perpetrate acquisitive crimes on others, whether it be theft, burglary, robbery. And so any call that will enable Barbadians to be aware of the effects of crime, we support it wholeheartedly.
Director of the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Office of the Attorney General, Cheryl Willoughby. Well, government has voiced its commitment to providing affordable housing for Barbadians with plans in place for a new set of housing projects. This came as the Ministry of Housing and the National Housing Corporation officially opened four new quadruplexes consisting of 16 units in a ceremony at Solaris Court, Whiteport Road, St. Michael today. Delivering the feature address, Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland, said that the project signals a new vision for the construction of affordable housing across the island.
Prior to 2018, the cost of services, the cost of land, the cost of housing was escalating. So we had to arrest the situation. We had to do something to allow the ordinary man to own a home in this country. So to meet the growing demand for affordable housing, it is also imperative that we rethink the traditional housing designs. So today we are not just opening a housing project, we're unveiling a new vision for the future of affordable, sustainable and resilient living. That's what we're doing. The project represents a milestone in our commitment to provide innovative solutions that meet the evolving needs of our communities. It is recognized that one size fits all solution will not be sufficient, and it is therefore crucial that we offer a range of housing options that can cater to different family sizes, income levels, and lifestyle preferences as well.
He revealed that government's plans to build at least 1,500 houses in the new year is still very relevant.
So the year 2025 promised to be a bumper year in housing, whereby we have projected a minimum of 1,500 houses, and we believe we can build 2,000 once we start early in the year. A minimum of 1,500 houses. I just showed you, we built 1,337 over a three-year period, and we are projecting in 2025 to build a minimum of 1,500 houses, utilizing all three types of designs, in addition to the traditional build, because NHC continues to push its joint venture partnership with traditional builds and also with the innovation.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland in the Lunchtime Edition. Businesses are facing difficulties securing supplies just 1 week before Christmas, which is expected to affect sales during the critical holiday period. Chairman of the Retail and Distribution Group of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, attributes the challenges to freighting delays and delays at the Bridgetown port. However, he says importers need to be more proactive in planning and securing shipments earlier to avoid such challenges.
Well, yes, importers are definitely experiencing some challenges with getting supplies into Barbados, whether it is especially out of Trinidad, where there has been a strike and there have been significant delays. And of course, we do have challenges with the cargo and cruise ships meeting at the Bridgetown port, and there we have no cargo days. The port has extended opening hours. We appreciate that. But yes, we are still having challenges. But I want to also say that by now, importers should know that they should not be seeking to bring product in at this time. And therefore, they should, you know, be far more proactive in having their shipments for Christmas way earlier.
Chairman of the Retail and Distribution Group of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce, Anthony Branker. In Jamaica, veteran journalist and court reporter Barbara Gale was stabbed multiple times and killed at her home in St. Catharines yesterday. Details surrounding the incident are still being gathered. Gale's career spanned over four decades as the island's preeminent court reporter for the Jamaica Gleaner. The president of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union and general manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green, has extended his condolences to her family and colleagues, highlighting her outstanding contributions and exemplary work as a journalist within the region.
The Caribbean Broadcasting Union extends heartfelt condolences to the RJR Gleaner Communications Group on the tragic passing of veteran journalist and court reporter Ms. Barbara Gale. Her exceptional work in covering court proceedings and legal issues was unmatched in the Caribbean. Ms. Gale's sudden loss deeply impacts both her Jamaican colleagues and the regional media sector. The CBU will be sure to include her name in the list of media professionals who have made their transition to be recognized during the upcoming Annual General Assembly in August 2025 in Barbados.
President of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union and General Manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green. Our top stories. A leading university professor has rubbish calls for the banning of toy guns or digital games that promote weapons. Government voices its commitment to providing affordable housing for Barbadians with plans in the works for a new set of housing projects. Shipping and cargo clearance delays affecting businesses and impacting sales a week before Christmas. And a veteran journalist and senior court reporter stabbed to death in Jamaica. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.